This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Let's slide into home base here as we entertain for another hour. It's Monday, Jennifer, already January, February, April. Let's see. Oh, it's August. The time has gone so fast.
Keep going.
The beginning of the year, August 20th, two-thirds of the way through the eighth month of 2018. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV show with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. And Richard Francis McFadden is Xavier. I don't know. I always say. No, it's Charles.
Very good.
That's it. There he is.
You want to give
okay.
away my Social Security
so
and home address while you're at it?
I got my Social Security. A lot of people are getting new Social Security cards and also new Medicare cards because the government has decided that we, after all these years, should not expose everybody to our Social Security number. So thank you. Let's have a round of applause for the forward thinkers at the government. How about that? Yay! All right, let's get to your first item of interest, Jennifer, in terms of rolling thunder or trending thoughts, trending stories.
Well, the name Asia Argento is trending today. And at first I thought, is that a cheese? Because it sounds a lot like Argento, but
cheese.
No.
Yes, right.
She is a person, and she is one of the first women that accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault way back when. She was one of the first that took him down, essentially. Well, now the story is coming out that she agreed to pay $380,000 to an actor who accused her of sexually assaulting him when he was just 17 years old. The New York Times reported this on Sunday evening. Story's just breaking now. She's still trending on Twitter. The actor claimed the assault took place in a California hotel room in 2013. The age of consent in California is 18, as a reminder. Neither Argento's representatives nor the actor's attorney immediately responded for requests for comment, but the documents apparently were obtained by the New York Times that were sent between the lawyers for Argento and the accuser that laid out a payment schedule. The paper also obtained a photograph dated May 9th, 2013, that showed the two lying in bed together. On that date, according to the notice of intent to sue document sent to Argento's lawyers in November, Argento met the actor at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Marina Del Rey, California. After giving him alcohol, Argento kissed him and then did some on him before the
two had sex.
Right.
Has anybody
and
seen
my... He was 13?
Mm. He was 17.
Oh, 17. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The notice of intent asked for $3.5 million in damages, but they reached an agreement that was less than that in April of this year. She's 42, for context, and of course, this is getting big headlines and attention because she played such a prominent role in the fall of Harvey Weinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Wow.
All right, so the circle goes round and round. So how do we know she's not a dominatrix and wasn't just practicing on him?
What?
Just thinking about options.
This is the first I've heard of it. I've been kind of out of the loop all weekend. This is crazy because this woman not only has had the backing of every other woman in Hollywood, giving her all sorts of praise as being the first one, and she was Anthony Bourdain's girlfriend, and he was very vocally supportive of her going against Harvey Weinstein. Like, if this is true, this is nuts. That's absolutely nuts. Why would you, if you knew that you did this and you've got a payment schedule to pay off this kid, why would you put yourself out there on such a global stage going after Harvey Weinstein?
And the question is, did Bourdain know this?
Was it a leak from Harvey Weinstein's camp? Does it make the credible, or is there credibility, I guess is the question, when it comes to all the accusations of Harvey Weinstein? Are people going to start wondering whether they're true or not? And does this break down this whole movement, the Me Too movement? Is it on shaky ground because of this one incident? That would be the question that I'd
Is her case, I think that's a great question, is her case on shaky ground? The other women, I don't think I don't think it discredits their case, but it certainly takes, it definitely chisels away some of her story and her credibility, for sure. This is crazy.
Crazy.
Oh,
it is. We live in crazy times, don't we? Really, yes. Truly. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You mentioned Anthony Bourdain. There's a documentary that's coming out. I'll talk about it when we get to our television report later on in the hour from CNN. The whole business of celebrity, who becomes a celebrity, who becomes somebody who's well-known, why, and that sort of thing is part of this whole process of understanding what goes on in the circumstance, because we tend to think of it, all of us, well, all of us have different points of view, that's why we're here, but in terms of how we look at this stuff in the workplace, whether there are women who do it to men, that has been discounted often when the argument has been made. But we tend to look at it in a global sense as, oh, those people that are rich and famous, they do that. But I'm thinking that all of this irregularity, all of this strange stuff goes on at many different levels in society. It's not just the rich and famous, is it? There are people who are doing, and look at sometimes these people we find, the families who keep 10, 11 kids, that's the same kind of warped reality or lack of reality. People who think like that, isn't it? The same kind of thing,
yeah.
It's just that same insanity that seems to be more prevalent, or is it? Is it just the fact that the news media reports on these things is an age-old question as well that I always throw out
there? I think a lot of weird stuff happens, and I think there's a lot of stuff that I would be shocked to, I think everybody would be shocked to know, happening next door to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those stories, I suppose.
Yeah. All right, here's another person in the news, Alec Baldwin. He's well-known for a lot of different acting positions. He started, I think, the first movie he did was Red October that became famous. And from then, he is certainly continuing to carve out a career. He shared his opinion over the weekend of his daughter Ireland's photo. He didn't like the photo. In the image, she's become a model, by the way. She's 22. She kind of looks like her mother, Kim Basinger. She's risque, I guess would probably be the word to describe the poses, straddling a motorcycle in a black bikini. She says she captioned the eye-catching photo. In no time, her father noticed the photo, was quick to weigh in. No, 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 just no. So, anyway, they back and forth with these. I remember I met him and his daughter at the Democratic Convention in Madison Square Garden, whenever that was held. You can go back. She was a kid, probably 10, maybe more years ago.
Was this the one he called a pig on the phone?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like after that happens, do you really have room for any criticism after that? Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I know she's doing things that a dad probably wouldn't appreciate, but after you get caught for that, maybe you just have those conversations privately instead of publicly on Twitter?
You'd think. So does that bad judgment,
that
bad
comment.
Parenting?
This is a whole lot of nothing. He just posted that comment on her Instagram page. It's not really more than that. He just said he saw the picture, and it's kind of like what any dad would say, like, oh boy, no, I don't want to see that. I don't think it was really anything more than that. It was kind of the social media commentary over the weekend on that was just kind of funny and cute. Like, they're very close, actually. I know that was a weird incident that they had when she was younger.
Well, they've been back and forth, yeah, over the years.
They've patched that up. So I don't know. I don't think it's a whole lot more than just a dad not wanting to see that kind of picture.
Well, who would want to?
Right. Well, yeah. What dad?
I remember my daughter asking me, "Hey, Dad, how'd you like to see a pig? What would happen when she was at the age when she was challenging everything? I think she was 17. What would you think if you saw a picture of me naked, Dad?"
Ooh. Gross. Okay, that's a question I would never ask my dad. What was the context of that?
She was annoyed at me about something. I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
But she was,
what was your answer?
Very testy when she was 16 or 17. What was my answer?
Yeah.
I think my face turned red. I think I didn't have an answer that was made any sense at all. I remember my blood rushing to my head. And it was, you know, for a guy who
right.
makes his living talking, I wasn't. All right, so Richie, you're quietly sitting there.
Yes.
You have a daughter who's a young teenager now. So she says, hey, Dad. I'm going to pose naked for Playboy when I'm 19. What do you think?
I hope it's enough for you to find a new place to live.
Better pay well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And now I would...
Why do we always think that about girls, too, by the way? Why don't we think about it? Your son is what now, 15? How old is your son?
14, yeah. 14. He would never. Yeah, the kid's way too shy for that.
Okay.
Never.
Shy.
Would
you have done
I don't
it?
Think he's going to be shy for long, Rich. He's pretty cute, and he's super tall. Hey, come on.
he'll be forced out of his shell here at some point. But
I know.
But, yeah.
Some girl is going to corrupt him soon.
Yep. Coming.
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. It's coming.
One other people item here. Kofi Annan, who used to run the UN, died over the weekend. He was only 80. And so that's all there is really to say. He was... Ghanaian is from Ghana. I didn't have to explain that, did I? If you're Ghanaian, you're from Ghana. How many people know where Ghana is?
Isn't it Ghanaian?
Ghanaian?
Huh. Ghanaian?
Don't know about that. I don't know. I've been in Ghana once in my life, and I was happy to get out.
I have a friend from Ghana, and I'm trying to think like how he would say it.
My son's friend.
How many people will you talk to today that said, I've been to Ghana once in my life and I was happy to get out? You're the only one.
Really? But everybody else was happy to stay there?
Nobody else has ever been there.
Nobody's ever been.
Who goes to Ghana?
Right. You remember when I went to Ghana?
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's that story. Here we are at 19 after the hour, considering how well you rested over the weekend. How'd you do? Everybody slept well? Started with Victoria, and you had a good... Two nights left. You had this is your first weekend in your new place, right? Or is it your second weekend in your first? In your
second,
place?
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it? Is it you leave the windows open and the waves are crashing outside and you love that?
Oh well, it's been a little too hot for that. We've needed the AC, but yeah, yesterday we had the windows open and it was
nice.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jennifer, you sleep well over the weekend? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yes, I sure did.
Did you? Got your pillow there handy, right? All of us, I think, Richie, you have new MyPillows, don't you?
Of course I do, yes.
Yeah. All right. So not only do MyPillows help you sleep, get a good night's rest, but the other things that go along with it, there are always these specials because they consider their customers. You're always getting, unless you opt not to, getting announcements from them as a MyPillow customer with all the things that they have on special at the moment. The sheets are on special. The roll and go travel pillows are on special. Accessory pillows, the pet bed. There are special toppers you put on your bed, the mattresses. All of these things at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and you'll have a wonderful time. You really will. The sheets are great. Pillows, you hear us extolling the value and virtue of the comfort that comes from enjoying MyPillow. The four-pack is an example. Two go-anywhere pillows, two premium pillows, half price. You can get that same deal on many, if not most, of the things using that code DJV. So if you need better things to get a good night's rest, go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code DJV for big savings.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Said that for a long time. Crank it up, Richie. Crank it up. One of those many tunes that just epitomizes what she was all about musically. Listen to the lyrics, listen to the way she sings them. And now we only hear the recordings because, as all of us know, she's passed. Funeral is going to be held August 31st. Which is Friday next, not this Friday, but a week from Friday, in her hometown of Detroit. Publicist says the funeral will be held at the Greater Grace Temple. It's limited to her friends and family by invitation. Public viewings take place next week at the Museum of African American History in Detroit, daily from 9 to 9. She'll be then entombed at Woodlawn Cemetery in Detroit with her father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin, her sisters, Carolyn Franklin and Irma, and her brother, Cecil Franklin, and her nephew, Thomas Garrett. Didn't she have, like, 9 in the family? How many people remember? I don't remember the exact count, but I know
it was a big family. But what my mom said is that most of her siblings, I don't know if all of them, but they all suffered, or they all died from cancer, too.
Yeah.
So, obviously, something genetic for her.
Well, maybe it's where they lived and where they grew up. That's usually what happens in those things. So here are some other items of interest for Aretha Franz. Her film producing partner has announced that plans for an Aretha biopic are moving forward. At Clive Davis's pre-Grammy gala last January, he announced that Jennifer Hudson would be playing her. Remember that? Talking about her in the movie. That's a good choice. She's got the pipes. The Franklin biopic awaits a script, though. They haven't put that together yet, but that's probably fairly easy if they get a lot of notes from her so that it'll have some element of credibility. That'd be cool. Aretha. All right, 26 after the hour, DJV time. Jennifer, Victoria, and I looking, or listening, to the Backstreet Boys now.
Like I never knew you. I'm awake.
Oh, was talking and associating Jennifer with the Backstreet Boys, Victoria. Do you not like them, or has it just been...
Yeah, I'm sort of indifferent.
Oh, right. More of an answer here, Victoria.
I know. I know, Jen. If I want to keep our friendship intact, the answer is yes, I love Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh.
I was more of an NSYNC fan.
Me too, but gotta tell you, Backstreet Boys pretty good too. Yep.
They canceled their concert in Thackerville, Oklahoma,
well,
after a storm. What did you say, Richie?
What did you say? I'm not going to hold back. Those people are lucky.
How dare you?
They dodged a bullet.
14 of them were injured because of the weather, Rich McFadden.
Yeah. I'd rather get struck by lightning than have to watch the Backstreet Boys.
A video. There you go.
The heart and soul.
You're not doing it right, Richie. You're not doing it right.
All right, so there were 150 evacuation... 150. There were evacuation orders. 150 concert goers were... They just stayed there. 14 people treated at the scene, transported to local hospitals.
I think a tent collapsed on them. I think that's what injured
high
people.
High winds, yeah, that's right.
And then the stage itself was also damaged.
Yeah.
So they weren't... They couldn't really perform on either end.
So they're together.
God's way of saying this concert sucks.
They're on the road with
90
degrees, right? Aren't they both performing?
90 degrees, that's brutal. To have to sit through them. Oof.
Yeah.
Right, I sat through them. They're okay.
Really? All right, did you
what
hear the story?
What is wrong with you people?
Poor Jen.
About this sports talker named Bill Michaels, who was on the air during a lightning storm in Milwaukee and got hit. Came through the microphone, burned his arms.
Talk about God not liking.
Woo! 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month payment credit and certified.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Colorado man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two daughters a week ago will be formally charged today. An affidavit expected to detail why investigators believe Chris Watts killed his family is also to be made public. The 33-year-old Watts was arrested last Wednesday after allegedly making a fake plea for his family's return on TV. National Security Advisor John Bolton on a Middle East mission where he met yesterday with Israel's Prime Minister. He and Benjamin Netanyahu in agreement that they must continue to try to rein in Iran's weapons programs.
Obviously, we've got great challenges for Israel, for the United States, for the whole world. The Iran nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile programs are right at the top of the list.
Bolton's saying they'll continue to urge other nations not to trade with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Half the hour here on the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen at the helm, Victoria Keelan, and today the sound that you hear, other than what's in our voices and our minds, our head, is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in the big box in the room with all of you. Check the screens for blue. By the way, you have to check those screens in there.
Blue, red, green.
Blue's bad for you, right? Yeah. Didn't we decide that last week, ladies? The real problem with having these computers in front of you is or iPhones, the blue light that comes out of them.
Can't stand it. Yeah.
Bad for you.
At Christmas time, I don't know about you guys, not to go down the side road, but it drills a hole in my brain, those new blue LED colors that you can get for the outside of your house or for your Christmas trees. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. I swear, I feel like I'm having a seizure every time I look at those, and forget it if they start flashing at me.
Hold on a minute. I got to update my Christmas list for Jennifer.
Yeah, okay.
I know.
Christmas lights.
Blue LED.
Hi, Victoria. Update us for the trending story, will you please?
Well, we were just off the air talking about one of the things that's been trending all weekend is Elon Musk. And he and Arianna Huffington kind of got into it. He wrote an open letter to Huffington's wellness website, which is called Thrive Global. And, you know, Arianna Huffington, of the Huffington Post fame and other things, one of the things that she's really, really vocal about is the amount of time that you sleep. Like, sleep is her big thing. I don't know if you guys have heard her talk about it, but that's her number one thing, of making sure that the work-life balance is in check and that you have enough sleep and all this other stuff. So she's been kind of trying to advise Elon Musk that he needs to sleep more. And he says he works 120 hours every week, that he barely sleeps, that he takes Ambien when he does need to sleep, and that he actually sleeps in the factories, in the Tesla factories. He doesn't even really sleep at home.
The back seat of one of the Teslas being built?
Yeah. Basically. So she said to him, the future of Tesla depends on you coming up with your masterpiece. It doesn't depend on how many hours you're awake. Tesla and the world, not to mention you and your beautiful children, would be better off if you regularly built in time to refuel, recharge, and reconnect with your exceptional reserves of creativity and your power to innovate. And so he basically wasn't really having much of it. At 2:30 in the morning, he tweeted back at her, Ford and Tesla are the only two American car companies to avoid bankruptcy. I just got home from the factory. It's 2:30 in the morning. You think this is an option? It is not. So he says he has to keep working at this pace, and he can't take any time off. He's also kind of had a lot of, like, little meltdowns lately, and that's actually been the word associated with him, is that he's kind of, I don't know, maybe all the lack of sleep, he's kind of losing it.
Well, he admitted he's kind of losing it.
Yeah.
So what happens to all of his empire, the SpaceX stuff, the car company? He made he was out of PayPal by the time he was 40, I think, right? Then he and his partners, I think, sold out. They had their cash. He was the real developer, so he got most of the cash, and he's used it for a lot of things. I think he's one of those guys that does a lot of good, frankly.
Yeah.
And he's used his creativity and his money to build companies that serve people. I think, frankly, I think he's, I don't know if special is the word I'd use for it, but he certainly is a contributor, and a healthy contributor, and a welcome contributor. Look at all the things that he's come up with, that people like that come up with. And sometimes, yeah, they burn themselves out.
Yeah.
You can probably come up with a lot of examples of people who have done that sort of thing. They're kind of geniuses, and they're a little crazy, and that's how their mind works.
Well, you know, having him admit to taking Ambien to sleep and the meltdown label that's kind of been on him since last week, that actually caused Tesla's stock to drop 9% on Friday.
Yeah, feels like he's going to break down is what it feels like.
Yeah. I know he also said he wants to take the company private again, which really sent the stock plummeting. It went up, and then it went back down again, and now the SEC, I think, is looking into that. So he needs to kind of slow down.
They're saying, because he announced that on Twitter, that it's another indicator that he's just sort of losing it. But, you know, I think what we can't overlook is that he's tweeting about Ambien, but there are a lot of people on this planet who take Ambien to actually get the reverse effect. There are people who take Ambien in short bursts to sleep, but then there are other people who are addicted to Ambien who take it, and it makes them high like cocaine. And
Tiger Woods actually crashed his car on Ambien. He powered through it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another drug problem that we've created by allowing the drug companies to have as much influence. What do we do before Ambien? What do we do? Get a good night's sleep.
I love to point these out when people who are not big, huge fans of Trump, I can give them something to maybe wrap their head around or go, okay, maybe it's not all that bad. And one of those things didn't get a lot of attention last week when Trump said he was going to go after drug makers. And I'm all for that, especially opioid makers. There needs to be a lot more accountability, and that is one of the things that he announced last week, and he's asked Jeff Sessions to go after these guys that didn't get a lot of attention. So.
And Jeff Sessions' response was, who, me?
No, I think he's happy to comply.
Probably. I'm still here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is National Radio Day. Famous speech, favorite song, shocking news. Over the years, listeners experience all of those things through radio. It's been the most personal form of connection, medium, that there has ever been. The internet certainly plays a big role in how we listen to what people say and a lot of the music these days. The radio, though, still has the most important part. 200 and, what's the number, Richie? 293 million Americans every week listen to the radio. It dwarfs everything else.
Yeah, Americans right. listen to the radio almost every day.
Yeah. The radio is still a huge part of all of our lives. So we can say that it sounds self-serving on a radio program like this. And we've branched out to have podcasts and that sort of thing, but it still is the radio and how you get these programs like ours. 71%, more than two-thirds of people surveyed, listen to the radio in their car. I would say that's probably true of people listening to this program, don't you think? Maybe a little bit less than that, but certainly in the 60s,
sure.
Well more than half of the people listening to this program are in their cars. 67%, that's two-thirds, listen to the radio every day. 48%, that is one in two, sing along to the radio. How many people do that? Raise your hands. I'm raising mine.
Of course you are. Yeah.
Yep, I am. I sang a lot to the radio on Saturday night. I was out and listening to Cousin Brucey on Sirius XM and all the stuff that was going on with regard to Aretha. It's cool. So if you're looking for a perspective, historically, 1895, radio isn't born, say that again, Doug. Radio comes out of the mind of Italian inventor Guglielmo Marconi. I never use his first name. We never talk about his first name.
You always say Marconi. Heard his Marconi. First name.
Right.
Marconi.
Guglielmo. Yeah, we always just say Marconi.
Elmo? What? You want me to Google
Elmo?
Elmo,
yeah. It's Giggly Elmo.
Giggly Elmo. Anyway, he sent and received his first real radio message, his signal, 1895. 1906, on Christmas Eve that year, Reginald Fessenden broadcast the first radio program, some violin music, and passages from the Bible. It was 1906. 1920, KDKA, testing, the first broadcast license issued in the United States to KDKA, still in Pittsburgh. One of the great call letters. Don't get me going. I love talking about call letters, the radio geek that I am. I love to, you know, the K is supposed to be on stations that are west of the Mississippi, and the W supposed to be on stations that are east of the Mississippi. Somehow or other, because the first two stations got K letters, KDKA and KYW in Philadelphia, they stuck. So they're an anomaly. But if I don't even know. Doesn't everybody know that? Would you say, Victoria?
No.
Nobody, people don't know.
Radio
that.
People know that.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, that's why everything west of the Mississippi, like, for example, in Jennifer's Los Angeles, everything begins with a qua. With a qua. Good day.
With a qua.
With a qua. So, anyway, it's kind of... In 1929, the Radio Act created the FCC. It was called the Federal Radio Commission, I think, first. And their job, their singular job, the only job they had, was to make sure that people who own different signals, this is the only mandate they ever got, was to monitor signals to make sure that people were not abridging whatever their right was. So they had 50,000 watts or whatever the station was assigned. They would make sure that somebody else in that area didn't get the same position on the dial at the same wattage. For example, I'll use WBZ, which is also one of the earlier stations in Boston at 10:30. Most of the Westinghouse stations have positions on the middle of the dial because it was the first big company to own radio stations. So they procured 1,000. 10, 10, 10, 20, 10:30, 10:40, 10:50, I think. All of those belong to Westinghouse. And the idea was that nobody else could have, for example, nobody else actually has those five signals in the country. But there are a lot of stations, for example, here in Boston, there's somebody on 1060. If you go to New Jersey, there's somebody else at 1060. You go to Ohio, there's another 1060. They only
okay, have... time's up.
I'm so like, thank you, Rich. That just woke me up.
Good job, Richie. A lot of numbers.
Your radio geek minute is over.
All right, I'm done with radio. Time for television. Jen.
Yes.
I mentioned the Anthony Bourdain documentary prompted by his suicide in June. So they are the folks at CNN airing the last season of Parts Unknown, which was his travel and food program, started 3 or 4 years ago. And now they're in pre-production of a documentary film on his life and work. I don't, it doesn't mean anything to me because I didn't even know who the guy was before he died. Mm-hmm. But apparently he was well known. Richie, did you know who he was?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm a dumbass because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he was deep on the travel or cooking channel, so I can see where you might not have run across his path.
Right. All right. So that takes care of that.
That's I have a hard time making a hero out of a guy who basically ODs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
though
I've
done
it with.
He did. Died of a drug overdose, right?
No, he had no drugs in his system at all. He hung himself, but.
Okay. That's better than let's make a hero out of him.
Yeah. Well, from the doorknob of his bathroom.
Or not. Yeah. I mean,
that's right.
It's tragic, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's get away from that and get to the television report. What do we have tonight, Jen, that people are going to want to see?
Well, the big story tonight will be the MTV VMA Awards, the Video Music Awards, so even though MTV doesn't carry those anymore, will be tonight at 9 o'clock on all of the MTV channels. That means anywhere you look, CMT, if you look at BET, MTV, of course, VH1, they'll all be doing a broadcast of the VMAs. There is a pre-show on MTV that starts at 8 o'clock, and I've heard that Cardi B is opening the show and that they'll be doing a big tribute to Aretha Franklin that they just added in over the weekend. So that'll happen on MTV tonight. Also, what I'll be tuned into is Carpool Karaoke. That's on CBS tonight at 8 o'clock. That is the episode where Corden meets McCartney, and they will do their big carpool special from Liverpool.
That.
Yeah, so that's at 8 o'clock on CBS.
Is that a half hour or an hour?
No, full hour from 8
full
to 9.
Hour, yeah.
And then a new episode.
But they don't usually do Carpool Karaoke. It's been on CBSN, hasn't it? Or CBS, have they been airing it regularly? It's part of the show that Corden does, but have they been airing a regular weekly series? I'm not aware of it.
No,
if it is,
this is actually a special, and they do them. They do them probably three, four times a year. James Corden gets a special in prime time. So that's 8 o'clock tonight on CBS, followed by a new episode of Salvation and a new episode of Elementary at 10 o'clock. ABC also all new tonight. I'll be tuned in. I caught up on Bachelor in Paradise this week, so brand new drama at 8 o'clock, followed by The Proposal at 10. NBC has a new episode of American Ninja Warrior. Fox has got an all new So You Think You Can Dance. That's at 8 o'clock. And on the CW, it's Penn and Teller Fool Us at 8, followed by a new Whose Line Is It Anyway at 9.
For those of you who are trying to lose weight, may I send you in the direction of Calitrin, which has become the best-selling choice for weight loss the natural way in the country. 30 years they've been at this. The active essential ingredient is collagen protein. Protein promotes healthy, lean muscle mass and weight loss together. It's a pretty easy formula. You take four of these after you've had your evening meal. You go to bed. This stuff does the work for you because collagen is the most important part of the protein in your body. And when you get old like Rich, your protein count, the collagen starts to go down.
Ugh.
You get a little heavier.
Man.
You get onto this, Richie, you get into an exercise program, and you'll lose the weight. And I've lost 12 pounds since
you
saw me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's,
but it's
from your head?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Right. What's the old thing about 8 pounds of ugly fat?
Yeah.
All right. So get on the collagen bandwagon. Benefits are legion. Easy to get. Go to toploss.com. 10% off using the DJV code. Toploss.com. Lose the weight the safe, effective way. Guaranteed or your money back. Toploss.com. Special code DJV for savings.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It is 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time now on the DJB program. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus first on Netflix. And apparently some unhappy users, Victoria. What's that story?
It's true. People not really loving this. Netflix confirmed that they're testing a new ad experience, which is a nice way of saying commercial, for users where ads for other shows actually play while the credits roll if you're binge-watching a different series. So Netflix confirmed that they are testing whether surfacing recommendations between episodes helps members discover stories they will enjoy faster. Netflix said a couple of years ago we introduced video previews to the TV experience because we saw that it significantly cut down on time that members spent browsing, and it actually helped them find something that they wanted to watch faster. Now, one Netflix user who was interviewed about this new test that they're doing said that after the episode ended of whatever he was watching, he got a screen that popped up and it said, "More Shameless up next." He was watching Shameless. And then a title card slid off the screen and it continued with, "But first, check out Insatiable," which is a new Netflix series. And then it started playing the trailer. Essentially, you're forced to sit through these commercials, and these are commercials for other Netflix properties, and so a lot of people are saying that they love Netflix, they pay for Netflix to not look at commercials, and essentially people feel like they're being forced to have to sit through this content in order to continue binge-watching whatever show they want to watch. It's interesting. Netflix has, you know, they test this stuff out and they kind of select certain people to do these tests on. It's at random, but it's they don't roll it out all at once to everybody. So it is kind of odd where, you know, the way that they introduce this stuff. But to force people on Netflix to sit through ads for other shows, not the right idea. People are really rebelling over this. There were a lot of comments on social media over the weekend about about this, too.
Well, there should be.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Magic Leap, which is a brand new augmented reality headset available right now for you for a startling $2,500.
The Geek Out.
It is finally here, and after many years of the biggest hype, Magic Leap has finally put a product into market. The Magic Leap 1, a $2,500 augmented reality headset. And based on the first set of reviews, what we actually have is a lightweight but odd-looking headset that connects to a Walkman-sized computer you hang on your belt. And what we get in terms of experience is something generally described as a good step up from the existing Microsoft HoloLens. So not exactly a revolutionary new experience, but one that is more evolutionary and holds a lot of promise but raises many questions. We've posted lots of reviews you should check out of the Magic Leap 1 on our Twitter account at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and in the morning, I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found MyPillow. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. You heard that right. Get 4 My Pillows, 2 premium pillows, and 2 Go Anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com. Use promo code DJV. Get your My Pillow now. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
All right, so Jennifer, good. So Victoria, federal regulators are after Facebook again. What's the scoop?
This is something you don't really hear of often, but HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, is going after Facebook, saying that their advertising tools have allowed landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They said that Facebook has violated the Fair Housing Act because of the way that ads are targeted on Facebook. It allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences, like families with young children, disabled people, things like that. They can discriminate based on things like gender, religion, physical location, and so Facebook is saying that they are going to be working with HUD to try to change that. This is one where I'll take Facebook's side. This isn't really something that they did deliberately. This is just the way their algorithm is written for their ads. So
Facebook is so much, if you'll pardon the pun, in your face. It gets tiresome after a while.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, there's Victoria.
In the next 10 years.
Oh, hooray. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.